Today's message for Monday, 27th of December, 2021. The topic for today is Gratitude in Advance. Written by Reverend Oluwamwiawa Okasende. Our memory verse is: Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes, and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, John 11 verse 41. At the tomb of Lazarus, Jesus gave thanks for what he was yet to receive. He thanked God in advance and he received what he thanked God for. The lesson is that we can use thanksgiving as a tool of faith to release the power of God. Today, I want to encourage you to apply the principle of advance thanksgiving. Whatever you are still believing God for, act as if you have already received it, rejoice, and give thanks to God for it. It is not foolishness, it is faith, especially if you know that what you are thanking God for is in accordance with His will. This was what Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah did when they were faced with an insurmountable problem. The combined army of three strong nations had besieged Judah, threatening to annihilate the small kingdom. Having sought the Lord with fasting and prayer, and having been assured of the Lord that they would be victorious, Jehoshaphat decided to apply the principle of advance gratitude. He assembled singers and equipped them with instruments of music to praise the Lord and to thank Him for His enduring mercy. With their profuse gratitude openly expressed, God arose in His power and gave them the victory they were praising Him for. They didn't need to shoot a single arrow, but all their enemies were slain with their own swords, and Judah carted away the spoils. You too can win your battles and obtain uncommon victories through thanksgiving. As we approach the new year, begin to thank God in anticipation of the good things He will do for you. I guarantee you that your faith in His goodness shall not be disappointed. Further Bible reading. 2 Chronicles 20. Verse 1 to 25. Exercises. 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.